You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello and welcome to the final episode in the series of the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Oh,
and as yay! As you can hear, of course, I am your host, Retro Mike Kennedy, as always. And we are outside broadcasting in an undisclosed location in the UK. And due to popularity of myself and the UK-wide hunt for Joe, we're keeping the location secret.
It was international, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just keep it. Well, at the moment, it's UK. Don't blow your own horn.
And if you could,
you wouldn't have a spine. We are keeping the location secret today, and we've had to keep everything very, very secret and undisclosed for these reasons. Of course, and security is tight as Jen is currently is with money. With money. I'm not sure what you were thinking there, but, family show and everything. So our location is of top secret importance, so we won't be disclosed in our location and being mobbed by the fans. Because if that happens, we'll miss out on our tour of Buckingham Palace and Parliament, won't we?
Very much so.
Okay, but what a journey it's been. We've been to 14 different destinations, and Joe's been banned from 13 of them.
And I'm still hoping on the 14th.
Well, there's hoping.
There's still time.
There is still time. In episode one, we took a trip to Birmingham. And in Birmingham, we were located in the middle of the country, which makes Birmingham incredibly accessible. So you can get to 90% of the UK in under 4 hours, which is why Joe lives there. There's quite a lot of escape routes. We went then on episode two, of course, to Manchester, which was a tiring experience. It wasn't tiring as in exhausting, but tiring as in some residents pinched the wheels off the car. It was also where we met Manny the Monk, of course. You remember Manny the Monk?
He was a nightmare.
Yeah, well, Manny was in a local monastery where Joe was hiding in, as his hairline looks exactly like a monk.
This is not even a lie!
Joe was quite taken back by the dust in the corners of the monastery where the monks had not vacuumed. But Joe slowly realised that this was because the monks don't have any attachments.
Jesus.
Do you see the level now? That's the level of the show, guys.
It's really ramped up to this, hasn't it?
So Leeds was our next stop, where Jen considered getting some plastic surgery. She was invited to a plastic surgery anonymous society, where it was nice to meet so many new faces. Mind you, Jen's only hope of a smoking hot body is when we cremate her.
My word! Oh, this is gold.
Bristol was our next stop. Unfortunately for Luke, it was a very bad experience, as this is where he broke up with his ex-girlfriend.
Mm. Well, it was dramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I say broke up. What happened was Luke's girlfriend dumped him, so he stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back?
Had to be done.
They always come calling back, don't they?
Our next stop, of course, was Wales, where men are men and sheep are nervous. It was my homeland, and good and bad memories that came flooding back after after my time there. I went to my therapist, and my therapist said that time heals all wounds. So I stabbed her. I haven't been there since, of course, but I haven't been there since I lost my mum, actually. My mum was strong at the end. Sadly, we couldn't remember her blood type. As she died, she kept whispering to me, "Be positive." But to be honest with you, it's really hard without her. In her last days, my dad Nemo...
Nemo?
Yeah. My dad Nemo, unfortunately, Nemo. Wasn't there. Nemo, my dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we call him Nemo, as both him and Nemo can't be found. Now, during Wales, of course, Adrian told me that he nipped off to a special Welsh Conservative Association dinner for their most senior MP, whose name is said to be almost impossible to pronounce. He certainly found the longest-standing Welsh member a bit of a mouthful.
It was a dream come true, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Yorkshire was our next port of call, and we learned a lot about the cultural stories and traditions, as well as local takes and legends. I love a good story. My favourite is the Hunchback of Notre Dame, because I love a hero with a twisted backstory.
You've gone all in for this.
Yeah. You'll have to have a squig of Amstel beer, of course.
Because you're so continental.
Well, of course, because I'm so UK-based. Hull was educational for the team and had so many great moments, mainly when we were leaving, but still. We went to Hull Central Library. Well, I asked the librarian if the library had any books on paranoia. She whispered, "They're right behind you." Incidentally, if there's anyone listening there that's suffering from paranoia, just remember, you're not alone.
I'm there.
But why? Especially after tipping alcohol over my mixer. Yes.
It's not what you tell them, Mike.
No, that's what happened just before we pressed record,
yes,
but still.
It literally did.
Anyway, but whilst there at the library, we were the first team in Hull to get banned from the library. While reading some of the books close to closing time, we were asked to put them back where we found them, but got banned from there was misleading books, as far as I was concerned. We was misfinding books, and that's why they banned us. Turns out that books with about women's rights shouldn't go in the sci-fi section.
Wow. This is going to be an episode.
You've been in the team too long.
Adrian loves it. So,
can I just say, this is the Almost Live show, by the way. So we're not actually editing anything out. So it's all just going to be one large take. Southampton was our nautical themed adventure, where we learned about ships and the sea and marine life. For instance, did you know a fish could break dance? Only for 20 seconds, though, and then it dies.
What? Does it depend on the fish?
It was in Southampton many years ago when my ex-girlfriend left without a trace, never to be seen again.
Oh, horrible.
Much like Joe's dates, really. Mine did leave a note on the fridge that said, "This isn't working." I'm not sure what she was talking about, because when I opened the fridge, it was working fine. Sheffield was a great adventure. Jen took the mother or grandmother role and cooked for us. I started crying, though, when she started cutting up onions, because onions was such a good dog.
Any dog lovers watching are going to actually melt, right?
Whilst we visited Jen's childhood home in Sheffield, of course, she asked the people living there if she could come inside because she was feeling nostalgic, but they refused and slammed the door in her face. Her parents are the worst. In Brighton, we met some amazing people. Our accommodation had the most amazing landlady we've ever met on the tour. She was a marvel, born with no hands. She really put herself out there to help us and to make sure that our stay was amazing. And if she's listening now, I want to say thank you. And to show our thanks, the team clubbed together and bought her her present. You might be asking, of course, what kind of present does a woman with no hands have? Well, I don't really know. She hasn't opened it yet.
I kept asking her if she knew, but she was stumped.
Yeah.
Whee!
And you had, fair dues, you had to hand it to her.
I did.
Right.
I did.
Northampton was such a good place for us. We went to the museum and learned about culture and nature. For instance, a major new study from Northampton University recently found out that humans eat more bananas than monkeys.
Adrian!
Oh, sorry.
That's you.
I just got two right now.
You've just been outed.
And one of them wasn't a banana. But yeah, humans eat more bananas. Humans eat more bananas than monkeys. But I can't remember the last time I ate a monkey, to be honest. So I don't know if that's true. But there's also a big campaign in the museum to stop elephant poaching. And everyone knows the best way to eat an elephant is to grill it. It was also Northampton where Adrian threw a boomerang, and that was weeks ago, and he still lives his life in constant fear.
Oh. I thought that was just normal.
Derby saw the birth of many dad jokes on the show. Now, I've been asked by Adrian, of course, who's not native to this country. He says, when does a joke become a dad joke? I says, when it leaves you and never comes back.
Oh!
Not too far? I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
Derby.
Oh,
oh. Derby.
Of course, things. I don't know what.
Derby is also the UK capital.
Capital. It's live, loves. It's live.
Do you know I can't say magician, so I say magicadon. Right, anyway. Where was I? I was saying, oh yes. What was I saying? I have no idea what I was saying. Oh, yes. Derby also is the UK capital of emos. It's true, that is, actually. And incidentally, how many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer is none, because they all sit in the dark and cry. And then, of course, our last stop just before this show was Essex. And Essex is a treasure haven, as we discovered when we went there, and various discoveries of buried treasure found in the area. Joe was digging in our accommodation's garden and found a full chest of gold coins. He wanted to run straight home and tell his girl he picked up the night before about it, but then he remembered why he was digging in the garden.
Usually I celebrate every chest that I get, but it's...
Yeah, but the unfortunately, your poor victims don't. while there, I visited my new friend in his flat. He told me to make myself at home, so I threw him out and closed the doors. I hate visitors. It's also a historic place of interest for fossil hunting. So if you want to dig up an old fossil, that's the place to go. And that's where we met Jen for the first time.
Oh, I didn't know that was coming.
It was magical, though, wasn't it, Jen? You're so Cretaceous.
Anyway, talking about people I'd like to throw out of my house, let's meet the teams.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenning. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Okay, first of all, we have Jenny Wenning, of course. Resident Hello. Team captain has appeared in 13 shows so far. Well, 13.5.
It's been unlucky for me. Really.
Jen almost didn't make the show today as she was very, very tired. She says she needs her beauty sleep, but she doesn't need her beauty sleep. She needs to hibernate. Jen is now so old that she remembers when the Dead Sea was only sick.
And a mile gone.
So, though she does deny that... she does deny that. She does deny being old, of course, but we did have to point out that the birthday candles cost more than the cake and also was a massive fire risk. Also, our next contestant is Luke.
Hello.
Now, Luke has recently been filming a new documentary for the BBC. The new documentary is all about constipation, but it hasn't come out yet.
Now, I've still known trying.
Still giving it all you can.
I've known Luke for some time, and I remember when we first met, I used to put him in a tyre and roll him down the hill. Oh, they were good years.
Character building, isn't it?
Now, Luke's friend, well, not just Luke's friend, Luke's friend and I went on a teddy bear's picnic, didn't we, Luke?
Mm-hmm.
Where we, well, while we were there, of course, Luke's friend got attacked by a bear.
Yes.
But he's said to be improving, but he's not out of the woods yet. I laughed at that when I wrote it, so there we are.
No worries.
He's laughing
no
at puns.
We do have, of course, Adrian.
Hello.
Now, Adrian has recently become, has been experiencing problems in the bedroom. But Adrian was able to get some Viagra tablets online. Unfortunately, a tablet has got stuck in Adrian's throat when he was swallowing it, and it's fine now. He's just got a stiff neck.
I can talk. Don't worry.
You can always.
Just a bit hard.
Anything else I can't do, I can talk.
Exactly. And then finally, we have Joe.
Hello.
Now, Joe was sharing his sorrows with me earlier about his recent collapse of his relationship.
Collapse? More just destruction, really.
The troubles began when she asked him to pass her lipstick and Joe accidentally passed the glue stick by mistake. And she still isn't talking to him.
Oh! It was one time in a year that she ever wore lipstick as well, because that's what she was like.
Then she left him to become an astronaut. Well, yeah. Well, she said she needed more space.
Wow! Oh, the truth hurts so much, and it's so
and Joe also said that his recent breakup has made him not want to be here anymore. That's quite serious, and as a supportive person, the Retro Mike Kennedy is, I've offered Joe time to go and hang in my shed if he wants.
Oh! I have nothing to say. The truth,
ladies and gentlemen, the truth is there for you to hear.
Especially after tipping lager all over my mixer. Anyway, let's not hang around. Let's play our first game. Our games today have been chosen by the contestants, and they were given a choice of one game they enjoyed from this series so far. So I chose Kazuki. Now, this game, Kazuki, it's a cross between a kazoo and karaoke. The Kazuki has a lot in common with Joe's dad. They were both around for a short time in the 90s, not to be heard of again. In this game, the contestants must make light work of the kazoo by replacing it in their mouth and making it play a chosen tune. A skill that's very hard to master and probably one of the main reasons that I'm attached to it. Now, Luke is very fit and has good lungs for the game, so I expect him to do well. And Luke is constantly, all the time, telling me to be fitter.
Yes.
He suggests that I do lunges to stay in shape, but that would be a big step forward. Okay, then. So, has everyone got
A kazoo?
But you have to explain me. You have to explain
Adrian,
me how
right,
to
Adrian,
use.
Right, Adrian, you have used this before. But you struggled enormously the first time. And merci beaucoup. And so you can do it.
Oh yeah, I can hear.
Give it a good blow, Adrian. No, don't suck it. Well, blow it.
Anyway, back to the game.
other side, yeah.
That's probably your best way of doing it.
You're blowing the wide end.
Nope. So, what we're going to do is What we're going to do is we're going to... You've been given game cards. The game cards will have a series of tunes on it. You've got to select one of the tunes, and then you've got to blow into your kazoo, and the other team has to guess exactly what tune you're playing. So you're all playing against each other. I'm not going to have team stays. There's no team captains as such. It's every man for themselves. And I include Jen in that statement. Okay, let's start with Luke.
Oh, get that lungs on.
Young Luke.
Hello.
Let's start with you and your song.
Okay, so my song is... No, I'm joking. Okay, let's do it.
Tell us. Okay.
Oh, incidentally, I tell you what, for those listening at home, this is Luke's song.
The tune is Thomas the Tank Engine.
Excuse me, I haven't heard.
Well, of course you won't, you're Hungarian.
No.
It's a television series called Thomas the Tank Engine. It was worldwide famous.
It's a train called Thomas.
It's not that famous because I never heard. Excuse me.
It's a talking train full of stereotypes. So, for instance, you've got the fat controller, which is the person in charge of the railway. Thomas the Tank Engine and his friends, they do so much damage, they would be closed down if they were British Rail, okay? They do, there's so many accidents and crashes. That Diesel is a black diesel train, and he's naughty all the time. He's a really bad one, so it signifies that all black people are bad. It's so many stereotypes, but you know what? People ignored all of that, and it became a good show. But it's true, though. It is all true. It is all true.
You're
Think
an animal.
It.
You're an
okay,
animal.
It's on the
animal.
Island of. Is that Hodor? Is there Hodor? Hodor? Hodor?
Hodor? What? Hodor? Who says Hodor? Hodor?
You do it, Mammy the Bear.
Hodor?
And so my baby.
Hodor.
No, so.
That was a bit of musical theatre just there.
It is true, though. If you ever watch Thomas the Tank Engine, there's always some calamity or some accident that all the trains crash and the tracks come up and they crash into a shed and the shed collapses. There's how many fatalities is in Thomas the Tank Engine?
So many.
There's got to be, isn't there?
So many. Have you seen the episode where they brick Gordon into a tunnel and it gets to the end?
That's just psychological damage.
And they just go, and there was Gordon left there forever. Do, 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 do. It's
this
brutal.
This is our childhood. Welcome to the UK. Okay.
Why do you think the UK has so many issues?
Thank you for the induction. No, I'm getting on that level.
Why do you think we all have mental health issues? It's because of Thomas the Tank Engine.
It's the only head that I'm happy going into a tunnel with. It's Thomas's. So, yeah, okay, well done, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Well done indeed.
Hey, Lucas!
On to Joe.
Oh, I was about to get a clue from my phone as to what one of them is, because one of them's great, and I can't remember, and I think my brain turned it into Grange Hill.
Anyway, don't care. Okay. Yeah, on to Joe.
I'll do one of the other ones.
For those of you at home, this is the song that Joe has got.
The tune is London Bridge is Falling Down.
Okay, Joe, take it away.
All right, I need to try and work this kazoo because last time was an absolute disaster.
Falling down. Okay, and for all you know, that was indeed London Bridge is Falling Down. Well done, Jenny Wenny.
I was going to say Mary had a little laugh. Mary had a little laugh.
It's the same, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah.
No, I think Mary had this. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little... No, I see it.
She's falling down, da, 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 da.
Do you know about the song London Bridge is Falling Down?
No.
It's all because of a train called Thomas.
Yes.
That destroyed everything, including London Bridge. Right?
And, of course,
that train should be banned.
Now do you see why we have mental health issues?
Jenny Wenny.
Okay.
Jenny Wenny!
Nice introduction.
So there, just for those of you at home, and before she falls asleep, this is Jenny Wenny's song.
The tune is Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Ooh, 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 oo
Knees and mouth and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Knees and, I feel like a yobbo a football match.
It is.
I feel like I'm in Green Street or a film like that.
It is. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. You know head, shoulders, knees and toes?
That's what happens.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes is exactly what happens poor people that Thomas ran over as a train. Head, shoulders, knees and toes going everywhere. It was barbaric, I tell you. That programme should be taken off the air. Anyway, on to you.
Mine is not that difficult, guys, so probably you're going to be...
I don't know how to use
this tool. That's the only problem.
Just blow into it.
Just for everyone at home, this is Adrian's tune.
The tune is Jingle Bells.
Oh, wait a second. How did you
Adrian,
do?
Your blowing technique is unusual. Is he blowing?
No, it was wrong. Wait.
I think maybe try humming into it if you're humming.
Wait, I can't do this one and then focus on my song, so...
You can't blow and think at the same time.
Yes.
That's Jenny's problem.
It sounds like you're having some kind of moment.
Okay, you got it, yeah? Come on.
He's tried three times and each one has been different.
It really has.
I am so dizzy, so one more time I'm going to do it and that's all.
Is that what Hungarian sounds like?
No, it's not Hungarian. This is English.
I will give someone £20,000 on my own personal bank account if you can tell me what the bloody hell that song was.
You have £20,000 in your bank account.
All of our listeners, it's got it, but you, I don't know what's going on with you. Come on, focus on.
Each time's different.
I can't.
That because it was going to be so full of spins.
Adrian definitely spits rather
can
than
I just say something?
Oh no! It's not good. The rhythm. Sorry. I lost the rhythm. So yeah, I need some help.
It's different every time.
Can I just say that the people at home, before you started blowing, the people at home knew exactly what the song was, but even they are confused.
But I want you to improve it, yeah?
Yeah.
How are you improving?
You do realise we've got to end the show at some point, so could you pull us out of misery and tell us exactly what that's... what that song was. Any ideas off anyone before we do that?
Not a sausage.
No.
Not
idea.
A clue, not an idea.
Jingle bell.
Adrian.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, sweetheart.
I know, something was wrong with the rhythm.
Jingle bell.
That's how
you have
I started
to keep the pitch the same. No.
Yeah? Is it easier now?
You changed the pitch.
Okay.
It certainly was different. That's what I can say.
Oh, I know what that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
So, that's the end of that game. Let's play another game.
To get shocking, your fingers will be rocking, the electric would be fun, you will feel it in your fingers and your bum.
Okay, it's time for It's Shocking.
Here we go.
And this game was chosen by Joe.
Oh, so much.
Now, it's interesting that you would, the listeners would imagine that It's Shocking would be a game about Joe's love life. But Joe has had a lot of bad luck in love recently and is recently single, of course.
Any takers are welcome.
Well,
yeah.
So anyone suffering from any mental health issues, if you want to contact Joe instead of therapy.
He does have a type.
Because my ex definitely classifies as that.
So he's actually recently joined the world of online dating. On his profile, he has put, "I like women how I like my coffee. Strong, black, and illegally traded."
Oh my god!
It's not me, it's your profile, dude.
Some deep cuts to this lesson. Yeah.
Oh, why is that?
Joe has been on a few days, but thinks there are three telltale signs that they're not going well. One is when his date won't make eye contact. Two, when they keep checking their phone. And three, when they don't respond any times he tells Azamat he loves them. That's first dates for you. At least, Joe, you didn't have to break up with her as she left you under the circumstances. However, breaking up is hard, and I chose previously to break up with my Japanese girlfriend, okay?
But
she wasn't quite understanding I was breaking up with her, so I had to drop the bomb twice before she got it.
Ooh. Oh my god! Oh my god, how have we included Hiroshima?
How do you know her name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you tell her about Nagasaki?
No, I didn't.
You've been waiting.
And besides which, with Nagasaki, okay, it was a medical condition. It's not there. It's okay now. I got some cream. Everything's fine.
You've been waiting to tell that joke since you were a little boy, haven't you? Yeah.
And now he's a fat man.
So in this game, contestants will be wired to an electric shock machine, and if they get the wrong answer, they will be shocked. It's as simple as that. Now, the only two players that are going to be shocked today is Luke and Joe.
And I'm so excited for it. Let's go, Luke. So, you know you love it.
For Luke, he's young, youthful, and beautiful. And for Joe, this is kind of like a precursor of what it's going to be like when he gets in the chair in America. So, Adrian and Jen are both going to be answering the questions. Adrian is going to be representing Joe.
Why?
And
sorry.
Jenny Benny is going to be representing.
Oh, Lord.
Ambiguous.
I'm going to die.
He's going to be representing Luke. So, Luke, if Jenny Benny gets the question wrong, you get the shock.
Okay.
And, of course, vice versa for Adrian and for Joe.
Jen, I've never wanted the medication you're on to kill your brain cells quicker than this.
I've got a slight advantage here that Jen witnessed all of recorded history. So.
That's very true. I didn't think of that. That's an unfair advantage. That's just an unfair advantage, I think.
No.
Maybe.
Go on, boy. Oh, he loves it. Oh.
You get one to begin with for having an unfair advantage.
What they got in this shock, like, excuse me, I haven't answered yet.
I'm so sorry, let me take you back.
Oh no,
me again.
That's what happens, isn't it? You do one and cancel, and do another one to cancel the one out.
Sure.
Yeah. Excited.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
I'm going to try now. First of all, with Adrian. Adrian,
here we go.
Pressure on me.
I'm ready in myself.
Now, remember, Joe, you can't help Adrian. Luke, you can't help Jenny.
I really want to help him because I'm going to help him. Have to help him
so,
every time.
A baker's dozen of loaves is on sale for £1.
Oh, Christ.
But it's also buy one, get one free. How many loaves of bread would you get for £1?
Right, Adrian.
Oh my God. Just one more time, please, because I'm not an ace.
Why have you given him one that's a British idiom?
One more time.
Okay, a baker's dozen of loaves is on sale for £1. But it's also buy one, get one free. So how many loaves of bread would you get for £1?
Can I help him in any way?
No.
He won't get this.
You could just give him the same numbers and he wouldn't get it.
Do you?
Yes.
Really? How much is a baker's dozen, Adrian? You don't.
So how many?
But then everyone is buy one, get one free. So times by two. Two lots of what? Because what's a baker's... the throbbing afterwards is what makes it.
What's the right answer? It's two.
It's 26.
26 is the answer.
A baker's dozen is 13 because it's one extra than a normal
Jenny.
Dozen.
Alfie was.
He knows my maths not that good. So
yeah, we all know your maths is
Adrian,
not good.
Adrian, I don't understand a word you say half the time, so I don't know anything to do with that. Right, Jenny, Wenny. Alfie was born a quarter of a century before Joe. Joe was born half a century after Jane.
Oh my God.
How many years younger than Jane is Alfie?
Ooh. This is Matt.
Yes, well done.
Is it all
the right answer? Yeah. Well done
is
there.
That is because amazing. Because Adrian's maths is awful.
Adrian got the right answer, so that means that, sorry, unfortunately...
Guys. Oh, yes, yes! Oh, take it like a man!
I might where I've put these maths. Oh,
it's going to make hairs grow on your body, boy.
So, Jen?
It's just too much information in one
too much, question. Okay,
yeah, no, can you read it for once more,
no,
at least?
No, I can't.
Oh,
sorry,
oh yes!
But why both of them? It's only...
Oh,
I've had like five.
He sounds so tired.
Okay, Joe.
You mean Adrian, yeah?
Adrian, yes.
Get your maths right, please.
Yeah. I'm doing my best.
I didn't get your name right, did I?
Yeah, don't worry.
No, I didn't get your name right. Sorry about that. I'll just have to...
Please be careful because the police might be around in a second.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, Adrian.
Making those screaming noises.
Adrian, there are two three-legged stools.
Okay.
One chair, a table, a child hopping in the room. How many legs are touching the floor?
Right, Adrian, please work this out. I've got the answer in my head.
Really?
Yes. I've got the answer in my head. I can't give you any clues.
Can you repeat it again?
There are two three-legged chairs.
Right, what do you have to do?
Three-legged
stools. Can you do it in stages for
me? So, like...
Also, I'll do it slow.
Two chairs.
No, two three-legged chairs.
Two stools. It's not, they're stools.
Two three-legged stools.
I saw some...
Yeah, and two chairs.
No, two lots.
Two times
of,
three.
Yeah, great start.
Two times
you're
three,
doing it. No,
wait.
My arm went so stiff.
That's because you're helping him. You shouldn't be helping him. Okay.
Oh, you're so savage.
I'll say it again. This time, okay. I'll say it really, really slow for you, okay?
Yeah.
There are two three-legged stools, one chair, a table, a child hopping in the room. How many legs are touching the floor?
And a
wrong answer, right? Sorry,
oh,
no.
18.
It's 15.
Almost. Almost.
Jenny, yeah, not the right answer.
Jenny,
that was
the local,
close.
Jenny, the local pet rescue centre has 150 abandoned cats and dogs. 40% were dogs. What number were cats?
That's easy.
Is it, Adrian?
I can't have.
40% were...
Oh, they found you, Joe. They found you.
Oh, God, they're coming in. Hello. We met before many
40%
times.
40% were...
40% were dogs.
Dogs, okay.
150 abandoned. What number were cats?
Right. I really want to help Jen. Can I help Jen?
90.
You say 90? The answer is 90. Well done.
No! Oh, God! Oh, that's the second one! That was really bad! Oh.
Okay, this is open to
Can we just hang on a minute? Joe's teeth are falling out.
My hair's on end. Okay. Oh, I feel like Ted Bundy.
Your hair is on end.
This is open to anyone. So either one of you can answer this question now. Whoever gets the question right, of course, the opposing person will get...
Adrian, I will do anything for you.
We'll get one of these.
Adrian, I will do anything to you if you get this right.
I'm trying my best.
Yes, okay. Yes. There's a lot on offer for you.
Okay, you have 81 sweets. You share them with two of your friends. How many sweets do you each receive?
$40.5
Can you divide a sweet?
Yeah. You can't.
Is that the answer, Mike? Can you divide a sweet?
If you can divide the seats, it's seats out of sweets, it's $40.5
Okay, what do you say, Jen?
I'm saying that my two friends share one and I have 80.
Oh, great.
No! We both get it! Oh! Oh! Oh, man. Oh, no, that really hurt!
Oh my god, that really hurts! Oh no, please!
I've lost all feeling in both of my hands.
Oh, you're a masochist! No, say this! Oh god, I nearly wet myself!
Retro Mike Kennedy, you are loving this.
I can't wait for season two.
Oh, I feel so deep.
So, was the right answer just
now? Oh, I don't care.
Oh, I don't know anymore.
28, apparently. Anyway, right. A pizza costs £12 and is cut into 8 slices.
Oh,
how
God.
Many does each slice cost?
Oh, Christ.
Say again.
Oh, yeah. We were somewhere else.
We were somewhere else.
Oh. Oh, this is stuck together. I wonder, oh, yeah. This
so that's how...
What have you been to?
So that the answer, according to the back of the card, is 12 kilometres per hour. So that's a bit odd. So is that one.
Can I give the right answer and eight the Luke gets a shot?
Oh, yeah. So the answer for that sweet question was 27, by the way.
Oh, nice.
So there we are. Okay, a pizza cost...
Was that why we got shocked? Because it's stuck together?
If you're going to divide
remember
by
who's in charge
three days,
oh, you're so in charge. You're enjoying the control.
27 and 27 and 81.
Oh.
But it's only sharing with your friends, two friends.
Are you still thinking of that?
Yeah, but we got the
Can
right
please
answer.
Please focus.
We got the right answer. We saved you, but Mike just used the special button.
It's a very special button.
What special button are you talking about? You're talking about this one.
Okay. Oh, Luke.
So
Luke,
a pizza costs,
it's crazy, isn't it?
A pizza costs £12 and is cut into 8 slices. How many does each slice cost? How much does each slice cost?
So 12 divided by 8.
That's correct. Do you know the answer, Adrian?
Yes, I know.
Please give the right. No, you're going to get me zapped
No, it's emergency call. My granny. Just to say hello.
You don't have a granny.
Because if you had, I'd say introduce me to her.
Yeah.
Because he's been there before.
Anyway, the answer is...
£1.5, yeah. It's
1.5.
Here it comes.
God.
Jesus. Oh, my lordy lord. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh,
we stop? This went that high.
Oh, my God, I'm going falsetto.
I bet this really hurts tomorrow.
Yes, it probably does, and you'll be fine.
So.
Get this thing off me.
All right.
Can we put it on
that
you?
That was.
Oh,
you did choose the game.
I did, but I kind of loved it. It's kind of amazing. I don't regret it. Mike, can I just say thank you for that?
Yes.
Can we give you one shock before?
Yeah.
Next season, maybe.
Can we give you max power?
Just to.
Maybe in season 9.
Can we put it on your cheeks?
Anyway, moving on.
And we can choose which cheeks.
Let's play another game.
Unfortunately, it's time for a break. This is the end of part one of the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. Stay with us as part two is coming of the final episode. They'll be back. See what I did there?
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.